There are two public schools and one elementary success academy in Harlem on 117th Street and Lenox Avenue. They all share one building. Mayor de Blasio and school's chancellor Carmen Farina decided that this school building could not accommodate another charter school. Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer was city council member for the Upper West Side, which includes District 3 schools like the one at 117th Street.
The issue here at 149, PS 149 and PS 811, which is also known as the Mickey Mantle School, I know these schools really well from my city council days. And the fact of the matter is, there is a charter school here. It's an elementary school, it's a success school, and I have to be honest, that these three schools are working well together right now. We don't want the success to expand, because if they do, they'd have to throw out the very important, successful 811 school for children with very heavy special needs. I know every parent and every child. They cannot travel on a bus to go far away. They have to stay in the same place. Number two, these three schools work well together. Do not throw out one of them to make room for a new expansion of the charter school at the expense of children with special needs.
That Success Academy was turned down from co-locating at the 117th Street location had Success Academy's Eva Moskowitz and her funding apparatus on a warpath. She even pulled her kids out of classes to rally in Albany. She is bombarding the New York airwaves with commercials denigrating New York City's very popular mayor, Bill de Blasio.
Mayor de Blasio, don't take away our children's future. Save our school.
Now, Success Academy serves a very small population of students, about 6,700, but there are more than 1.1 million students in public schools, and it's those students that many are concerned about. They don't want to see public school students squeezed out or placed into even smaller spaces because of co-locations. And Mayor de Blasio has said he's not against all charter schools, that he has specific reasons for denying co-locations for three of Moskowitz's charter schools. The deeper story, says Reverend Mike Walrund, is how Mayor de Blasio is being called the anti-charter school mayor to create a false tension.
This mayor passed 36 of the 45 that passed his criteria. And he had a four-pronged criteria. One, there would be no co-location where heavy construction is needed. Two, there would be no schools with less than 250 kids because they did not believe they had the range of support needed. And then there would not be elementary schools co-located on high school campuses. And then there would not be the displacement of special needs kids, District 75 children. So that means that he set a criteria. And for the success schools, only three were turned down out of eight. No one is speaking about that. There are five that he granted out of eight, and yet he's being attacked. And yet the mayor is being now, the claim is that Eva's going to file a lawsuit against the DOE and against the mayor. It makes no sense. This is a false narrative that is being created, that this mayor is anti-charter, and he is not. But he is pro-children, and that is why we're taking these steps, and that is why he took the steps that he's taken, especially when it comes to schools like 811 and 149, who deal with some of our special needs kids. You cannot displace them for the sake of now making sure that you increase and enhance your own school and not worrying about the neediest among us.
What about the fact that Mayor de Blasio is fighting for pre-K, he's fighting for after school, for universal pre-K and after school for middle schoolers, but yet at this moment this fight has erupted and is taking much of the media attention and the energy away from what he's really trying
to do. Because I think again that is part of the distraction, that in the midst of fighting for universal pre-K to ensure that 70,000 children have access to early childhood education, this becomes a fight. Is it a distraction? On the day that there's a rally to support universal pre-K, there's a charter school rally that gives the false impression that there's divisiveness and antagonism between the two. That is not the case. That those persons who are pro-charter school should also be pro-universal pre-K. If you support and believe in children education and early childhood education, you ought to support universal pre-K as well. So I think it is a distraction.
Talisha Woods from the Early Childhood Discovery Design and Magnet School, which educates children from pre-K to second grade in Harlem, says the infighting has got to stop.
Please stop fighting against each other. It's not about oh, this child is better than this child learning. I have friends that have kids inside Harlem Success, and they're also telling the kids how smart they are and how dumb the public school kids are. So it's a big delusion of what's going on. We are not to fight against each other anymore. We are to give each other equal opportunity for whatever education you want your child to come and receive. There should not be someone to come in and push you out.
PS 811, also known as the Mickey Mantle School, is a special education school serving severely disabled students up to age 14. The school includes pre-K classes for students with disabilities, as well as inclusion programs at PS 75 and PS 163. PS 811 students are categorized as having multiple disabilities, autism, severe emotional behavioral needs, and or severe language communication disorders. Yvette Santana has a child with special needs who attends PS 811.
He was one that has a behavior issue. And this school is the only one that has helped him with this behavior. He's learned how to be with his peers. He knows how to control himself, you know, by counting to 1 to 10. Other school that he's been to, two, they threw him out of two different schools, and he ended up in here, okay? And I feel by them taking that away from these kids, they're making a bad thing for them.
Now, how would they be taking it away? Would they
Because they're taking the classrooms, the speech. There's kids that don't speak well, and they need that classroom with that teacher, the speech classroom. The arts and crafts and theater, where there's the music, where they speak to the music, where they speak to the painting they do, they want to take that away too.
So by adding another school here, they would be taking away the classrooms from special needs students.
Yes, because then they're going to be overcrowded. And these are classrooms that are a certain amount of kids, like 12 in a class. So teachers can know how to activate with the kids. But if you're going to take all one classroom away, they're going to be all in a bunch of group there.
And that's why people are shouting that Eva Moskowitz, with her Success Academy, has enough
money. She got money. She can make us have a big building and make 12 classrooms in there, more than 12. So many vacant buildings around the city. You can make your own. She was Mayor Bloomberg's buddy. She could get a whole lot. A whole lot done with that. But don't take what belongs to us.
Noah Gottbaum is with the Community Education Council, the elected parent leadership body for public schools. He says they have had nothing but wars with Eva Moskowitz.
She's about competing. And when you compete in an environment with scarce resources, you're going to have winners and you're going to have losers. And what's happened is over the years, the public school kids have been losers. This co-location here, this is not about collaboration. This is not about, you know, let's try to make it work out. Taking special needs kids, autistic kids, severely emotionally disturbed kids, kids who are in wheelchairs, and telling them they're going to be in a building with 130% capacity, and asking the school, after you've taken half of it and moved it out, asking the school and the kids to actually try to move on. You can't do that. This is going to destroy the public schools. It's going to destroy Mickey Mantle 811, which is a phenomenal school. That is a high-performing school. But it's a high-performing school that takes everybody and kids who need it, not a high-performing school that basically cuts people out based on test scores.
So I talked to a parent who has a kid at Success Academy and who's also a special ed teacher in the South Bronx, and she said, no, it's a failing school.
That's patently ridiculous. What makes it failing? The fact that they've got 15% homeless kids and Success has zero? What makes it failing? The fact that they've got 100% kids who have severe special needs, or at 149 at Sojourner Truth, they got 20% of the kids, that they're educating all kids and that Success has none? The fact that Success has pushed out half of its kids from this school that they want to move in here? Half. Okay, 50% have gone. And where do you think they're going? They're going right back into these schools. These are high-performing schools because they're educating all kids.
And Miss Augustus with PSMS 123 teaches special education. She says her kids are suffering from co-locations.
Our OT, occupational therapist, service our kids wherever she can in the hallway,
if she catches space in the corner in the auditorium or in the, sometimes if the gym is vacant. And most shared space are never vacant. You have the OT, the PT, you have the speech people. They're in a closet, no window. It's supposed to be 9 square feet per child. You can't put 6 kids in there.
Jocelyn Rosso, a public school parent, says another problem from co-locations is how early her kids have to eat lunch.
Since they have other schools there in our space, you know, that the lunches are served at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I heard that.
You know, that's another problem. Yes. Yes. So the kids, those kids, for example, my kids, after they finish school at 3 o'clock, they go to the after school. So imagine. They're starving at that time. So that's ridiculous. That's abusive. She's 7 and the other one is 12.
Imagine eating lunch at 9:30 a.m. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.